Okay, welcome everyone, and good morning. A good Erev Yontif. We are holding Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, page 348. So today is an extremely short Amud, and it's also Erev Sukkot. So what we're going to do is we'll read the Amud. It's not the most practical Amud, and then we'll discuss some Hilchos Sukkah. We'll discuss a particular Shaila. Many people have been asking about these bingo sukkahs. That's what they call them in Lakewood, at least. Where you have the metal frame and the urea or the cloth walls. Where I grew up, it was more like a thick canvas, and they sell them with the straps to put around. What's the reason for the straps? Do we really need to put the straps over there? We'll go through that shaila a little bit, and if there's time, also the most common shaila I've been getting over the past few days is, can we tie this schach down with zip ties? So we'll maybe discuss that too. Let's first learn the Amud. Zok the Mechaber page Shin Simin Shin Lamed Gimel page 348 Sif Aleph. Oitzer shel tevuah oitzer kadayayin, a storage house of grain or barrels of wine. Af al pi shemutal istapik mimenu, even though you're allowed to use them on Shabbos because it's food, it's not muksa. Also lahaschil boy lefaneisei elu ledvar mitzvah. You can't start to move the barrels out of the storage house into a different place unless it's for a dvar mitzvah, which would be for the suda, presumably. Either to serve for achnasas archim, I'm sorry, either to make space, not even to serve. I'm sorry, I said mitzvah was to serve. Mechaber is saying mitzvah means to make space for someone to sleep there, or to make a beis medrash there to learn. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zokstav kohen mimenu. You're allowed to eat from it. They only have muktzah by food, where it's food that you were deicha b'yadayim. You put it out to dry out, like to make raisins, and it becomes not so geschmack in the process. You did a deicha b'yadayim, and they're not royal until they're dried out. If you don't want to eat it, you just want to clear it out. Also, lastly, came the dvarishus. You can't clear out the storage house for a dvarishus. Either it's a big tircha to clear out your garage and move everything somewhere else, or it's ovdin nechel. It's a weekday activity to clear out your garage and move all your storage stuff to a different garage. So call and beis also lahaskel. Haino afilo pachas me arba v'chamish kupas, even a small amount. U'mashad dem hiskel me erev Shabbos sharei lefanaisi b'Shabbos pachas me arba v'chamish kupas af dvarishus. It's mashma. If you already started to take things out of your garage to move to your shed, then you could move things even for a dvar rishus, as long as you do a small amount, which we'll see on tomorrow's share what that small amount is. So called beis if I say av muta lases shvil baraglav the kind of lakan derech halichasei vitziyasi the zeli have bechal pinoy. You're allowed to make a path with your feet through the storage house in order to make a path, and that's not considered a pinoy. And this actually was a shaila on Hilchos Muktzah, Machlekes Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. If you're allowed to move things with your feet, the Mishnah Berurah holds you always can move with your feet. The Chazon Ish says only if it's Derech Halichase, while you're walking, it happens to be, you kick it away, that's okay. But you can't deliberately kick it with your feet. The Minhag, I believe, is like the Mishnah Berurah, at least here in America, that moving things with your feet is considered tilto begufay, and that's mutter. So if called Dal Dvar Mitzvah, Afilo Be'inyan Sheyesh. Even if you're doing it in a way that's a big tircha, to pick them up and to lower them down through the windows, you want to move things from your attic down to your shed, so you put it out through the window and lower it down where there's an eruv. Obviously, you want to make space for a guest to sleep in your attic. That would also be okay if it's for a dvar mitzvah to start on Shabbos, but there's a limit to how much you can move, and that we're going to see starting tomorrow's shiur, which we'll either record later today or right after Yom Tov. And that is today's shiur, the shortest Amud we've had in the longest time. Now, there is a very long Bir Halacha here. Yesterday, I actually did say I would hope to learn it, which I did learn it today. It's not so practical to go through. It's like literally like in the Sugya. If you notice at the end of the Bir Halacha, which ends on the page that we're holding on right now, on page Kufay and Hey, the last three lines, he says, "Kol ikar ha'dvar me'ela hetakti miksivas yad b'ni." This whole bir halacha, which is uncharacteristically long for the Mishnah Berurah to write, he says, "This is not me. This is my son." Hamanayach hagada b'teira midas teves kamein harav Avram zecher lechayi tzadik levrachayim labah shenifter when he was 23 years old on chav kislev tafreishnum beis. So the Mishnah Berurah here, the Chafetz Chaim is quoting Mishnah Torah from his son, who died unfortunately at a very young age of 23 years old, and that is why we have this extremely long Bir Halacha. It's in the sugya on the topic of when do we say Adam is Bahol and we're scared he'll be over at Deraisa, and therefore we let him be over at Gzera Derabanan. Do we say it by when there's a mace that he has to protect, or even by money? It's a whole Mishnah Torah there, not something which is Kedai to go through right now. During the share. So we'll stop here at Sefkon. Hey, let's talk Hilchos Sukkah for a few minutes. Okay, so the Shaila is, can we, what's up with these bingo Sukkahs? Are they okay? Are they not okay? Basically, is there an issue with a canvas Sukkah? So in the Mechaber Siman in Tarfresh Lamed, Sif Yud, what he says over there is like this. Someone makes a Sukkah between trees. The trees are the wall. If they're strong, or Shakasha, or you tie them down, the Chizik, until a ruach matzuya won't make them move around, and you fill the spaces with tevin and katz, and it's kosher. Al kain, therefore, it's not proper to make a sukkah with walls of pishtan, of cloth, or urias, without poles. Even though you tie it down well, if the wind blows the wall too much, and on a practical level, many poskim would say if it blows three tefachim on either side, three tefachim, then it's considered that it can't stand with nei ruach mitzuyah. Then it's no longer kosher. So even though you're going to tie down these urias, but maybe it's going to untie, and therefore you shouldn't do it. For roitz alasis b'sadin, let's say I want to make sadin, I want to have cloth for my walls of my sukkah. Toiv shi'ereg b'mechitzes kanim b'pachis mishleisha. You should have Kanim less than three tefachim apart. Lavad will say the kanim are now considered attached, and now you use these kanim, these poles, as your wall. And the mela, that way, your wall will now be kosher because of the kanim. So what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, the Mechaber is telling us that lechatchila, we don't want to make a wall made out of urias. Because if you make the wall out of urias, even if you tie it down tight enough, because if you don't tie it down tight enough, it's not no shaychus. Even if you tie it down tight enough, it's a gzera, it may get untied. Therefore, it's not lechatchila. Avada b'diavad, it's kosher as long as it doesn't move. But it's not lechatchila. Therefore, he says to put up the kanim. Now, what's important to know is, if that's the case, why did we all grow up with canvas sukkahs? Why did we grow up with, at least I grew up with a canvas sukkah? Why were there so many cloth sukkahs going around? So Rav Moshe does have a tshuva about this. And Rav Moshe does write in the tshuva, he says, the Shoyl wrote that since that which the Mechaber said you shouldn't use urias for your sukkah, that was thin urias, that they get untied very easily. But we have now urias that are strong and thick and tied well. There's no such chash. So Rav Moshe says, daiti doesn't say it's shachilik like the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. We don't find them saying, oh, if you make a very thick urea or you tie it very well, then it's okay. Right? We don't find them saying that. If there's no other sukkah available, so you make a sukkah of ureas. But if you have another option, then there's no reason to do it. Mitzad, that which we see in America that they sell these sukkahs, Ramesha says it's pasha, it was not a pihayra. It was someone decided it was a great business idea, and that's why it came about. That was Ramesh's opinion, which means those who were Mekel all the years, what they're being Semichon is, first of all, the Mechaber never said it's possible, it said it's not Lechatchila. And second of all, there seemed to be a Minig, and it could be the Pshat and the Minig is, even though Ramesh is not agreeing with it, but the Pshat and the Minig could have been because now we're tying it down with such strong things, with twist ties and who knows what, that there's no chance these Urias are getting untied. So Memela, if that's the case, that or also they're very, very heavy. A canvas used to be very heavy canvas. So if that's the case, then that's why they use them. Abba Lamaisa state in Mechaber and Rav Moshe holds away, and the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky also says that way. Rav Shmuel says it's not lechatchila. So because of this, because Rav Moshe and Rav Shmuel say it's not lechatchila, and there is mashma in the Mechaber, even though yesh makilim and that's talk of a minhag like that, and we don't want to start up with a minhag, but because of that, they develop this new idea where they sell these sukkahs, where you have the walls of made of urias, which are much easier, the cheaper, and much easier to put up. And they sell, like the Mishnah Berurah says, to make kanim. Like the Mechaber says. Now, the Mechaber does not say if the kanim are vertical or horizontal. Now, The ones that we have are horizontal, and you put a few horizontal ropes, each one within 3 tefachim from each other, up till it reaches till 10 tefachim. And then once you have 10 tefachim, now we say good asik till the schach, and now you have a kosher sukkah. It does get complicated if we really are relying on good asik. It gets complicated with shtei hilchos aleihem if the schach don't reach the on top of the wall. It could get a little complicated, even with different akumas, and get a little complicated, but Kaparim, that's what we're trying to do with the with those straps going around the sukkah. Now, this next point is that, and this is why I'm saying here, it's not clear if it's vertical or horizontal in the mechaber. Is and this I don't remember this 100% one part of it, but let's start it. Basically, there's a shaila in Maseches Erevin over there. It says mechitza shel shasi and mechitza shel erev is not a mechitza; it's a mechitza geruah. If you have a machitza that only has vertical poles that are placed within 3 tefachim from each other, or if you have only horizontal poles that are placed within 3 tefachim from each other, then it's considered a machitza geruah, and it's not a good machitza. Now, there are rules. There are times where it does work for Hilchos Erevin. It can't be bigger. It can't be too big, the area. Ayin Sham, it's a whole sugya in Maseches Erevin. Now, in Hilchos Sukkah, there is a Magen Avraham, and there's a halacha where it says that l'chatchila, one should not have a mechitza that's only made of shel shasi, of only poles going without a horizontal, without poles shel eruv, and it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches in Simin Tav Resh Lamed Sif Katan Ches. Over there it says Sif Katan Zayin. I'm sorry. Magen Avraham Mavur Mutar Lases Tefanis HaSukkah BeKarnish Shemamidim Pachis Pachis Shleishet Tefachim Rachim Zemizeh. We can make a sukkah with walls of vertical poles within 3 tefachim. But only if you're going to have 4 walls. You're going to have these type of poles on all 4 sides. And this is only if you have 4 walls. If all you want to have is 3 walls, then you're going to have 3 walls. You cannot have walls of kanim, of only vertical, of only mechitza shel shasi. Shasi is vertical. If you have 3 walls, only 4 walls. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham, and it's a whole sugya with the Marsha and the Maram, and this is the Magen Avraham Shita Tzarechin. What's the Pshat? But that's what he says. Now, I believe this is the part I'm not 100% sure, but I believe this to be true, that in the Magen Avraham's world, there's no difference if it's only horizontal or only vertical. If it's only a one way, a mechitza geruah, you have to have 4 walls. 3 walls would not be okay. And therefore, let's say someone is using their porch where they have spindles, and they want the spindles reach more than 10 tefachim high, and they want to use that as their wall and say good asik. According to the Magen Avraham, and the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying it, they would have to make sure they have 4 walls and not just 3 walls of spindles. The only ha'ara over there is that there's a prima gadim. Can you say, when I have my spindles and I have one bar across on top, one horizontal bar on top and one on the bottom, does that make it now a full mechitza, mechitza shel shasi ve'erev? Or do we say that you have to have a horizontal beam every 3 tefachim in order to be considered a full mechitza? And the Prima Gadin's mitzadeh, he brings in a tzad that maybe that beam across could be considered a good mechitza now, mechitza shel shasi ve'erev, because the ma'isa, the reason why mechitza shel shasi or erev is no good, it's very weak. Once you put the beam across, now it's strong. However, there are others that are mashma not like that, and they say the reason why mechitza shel shasi or shel erev is not good is because the chefs of a mechitza is to have beams going across vertical, up and down, vertical and across horizontal. So this is not considered a mechitza taiva, and therefore would be mechitza gerura. And according to that, using the porch spindles, you have to have 4 walls if you want to shtim with this Magen Avraham. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because if you go back now to the Mishnah Berurah, who said by the Mechitza Shel Yerios, so the Mishnah Mechaber said you should put Kanim Pachas Mishleisha. So over there, the Shaar HaTzion says, Le'etakti Masha Kasa Magen Avraham, that if you only make 3 walls, now it's not going to be good. Da'ainu Zok the Mishnah Berurah, I said that the Mechaber says to make Yerios, it's not Lechatchila Gzer, they're going to untie. So what did I say you should do? Make Kanim. Put Kanim around within 3 tefachim, whether it's vertical or horizontal. But if that's the case, you should have to have bedafka 4 walls. I didn't write that in the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Shaar HaTzion, you know why? Because really, mechitzas ha'yiriyos are kasher. It's a chumrah that we put the Kanim over there. So since it's only a chumrah, we're going to allow the mechitzah geruah even to be on 3 walls. Al kol ponim, The Seif Davar, the story is the reason why they sell the straps is to make a mechitza of Erev every three tefachim to have a strap, and that will be a backup wall just in case. So we're not worried about the Gzeira, maybe the Urias will get untied. Even if they do, we have the straps as a backup just in case. They also happen to hold the Urias in place so that it doesn't flop three tefachim, and also helps for that. That's why they do it. Those who don't do it or didn't do it, they're relying on the old minhag. And the old minhag, like the Shayal told Rav Moshe, and even Rav Shmuel seemed to say the minhag was to is to be mekel, and doesn't know why, is that since we tie it down much tighter than the olden days, we don't need to have straps across. That's the story with the bingo sukkahs. The other Shayal, this is the most common Shayal I get, can I tie down the schach with zip ties? So lechatchila, it's not lechatchila to, well, just one thing, by the way, if someone does have a porch with spindles and they're only using three walls, but it has a bar across, even without the bar across, I believe at the end of the day we will make a bracha in such a sukkah. If there's no other sukkah available except the sukkah with mechitza shel shasi or shel erev, even without a bar across, even only three walls, Rav Shmuel does pass that we could make a bracha in such a sukkah. It's just not lechatchila. Now, when it comes to the zip ties on the schach, the halacha is lechatchila. One does not use a maimed, something to hold down the schach or hold up the schach. V'davar ha'makabel tumah. And zip ties, the pashas are makabel tumah. So if you're going to tie down your schach with zip ties, you're now holding down your schach with davar makabel tumah. And this depends. If the schach could be oimid in the ruach metzuyah, they're not going to fly from the ruach metzuyah without the zip ties. Then we say the schach are not being. There's no oimid here of zip ties. They stand by themselves. The only reason why you're tying it down is so that they shouldn't fall off in the ruach she'ena metzuyah. Let's say you're in Orlando or you're in Lakewood and there's going to be a crazy storm and there's going to be a wind. A ruach she'ena metzuyah. That much, the schach are considered kosher schach, even if they can't withstand the ruach she'ena metzuyah. As memela, if you want to tie it down with zip ties just so it won't fly off if there's a crazy wind, that's okay. But if it can't even stay on through a ruach metzuyah, then the zip ties are what's keeping it on. Then it's considered being maimed b'davar ha'makabel tumah. That should not be done. They do sell in Lakewood twine string that's not makabel tumah. You can use that, or you could put down beams on top of the schach, heavy beams that will hold it down in the ruach metzuyah. And once you have that, then you could tie it all down with zip ties to make sure that it won't fly away anywhere else. That's the raid with that. We'll stop over here. Wishing everyone a chag, kosher v'sameach, chag good yontif, and the Mirtz Hashem. We'll keep up with the other shiurim either later today or on Chol HaMoed. Have a good yontif.